But first, we get to the morning brief. And what Miles Udlin has his eyes on is something that the Fed's been watching, economists have been watching, all of us has been watching: how many unfilled jobs there are out in the United States. And it's, Miles, a really interesting companion to the jobs report from Friday, which showed a lot of people are getting hired, but this report showed there are still yet a lot of positions that have not yet found a person to fill them.
Yeah, and you know, the JOLTS report, the Job Opening and Labor Turnover Survey, which has been published since 2001, but really became a more prominent part of the economic conversation in 2013, when, you know, we were learning more about Janet Yellen as she was going through the process of potentially being named and then eventually being named as a successor to Ben Bernanke. And Janet and Yellen mentioned that she liked the JOLTS data as an alternative view of the labor market. So we've paid more attention to this. And what we're looking at here on the screen is the number of open jobs in the economy as of the end of June. 10.1 million jobs were available, a record. And as we can see, we've had four straight months of records, and the number of open jobs is really exploding and has exploded over the last few months. It was elevated pre-pandemic, and we were talking about 7+ million jobs open each month for a period of a couple of years. So there has certainly been a structural increase, let's say, in the number of jobs that are open. Certainly the ease with which companies can post positions has contributed to that to some extent. But when we see how much, you know, how far above that pre-crisis trend, you know, DataTrack did some work on this morning, and they're saying we have an excess of 3.7 million jobs relative to that pre-crisis trend that are open right now. And what it does for me is once again illustrate the story that we have talked about time and again in all kinds of different forms and fashions, which is that the economy has an excess of demand right now. There's demand for labor. There are demand for goods. There's demand for services. There is demand for travel, demand for hotels, demand for flights, demand for rental cars, so on and so forth down the line. And it continues to reiterate how unique this recovery and this recession has been. We know the recession itself was unique. Of course, it only lasted 2 months per the NBER. But the way we've come out of recession has been one driven by consumers and businesses that are ready to spend, ready to hire, ready to grow, ready to expand. And I feel, Julie, like we can't say it enough how unique that is relative to the policy settings that we faced after the financial crisis, when there was excess supply, too much debt, too many people out of work, too many overeducated workers. And the reaction from the government at that time was to belt tighten, to right size, to manage, to be conservative with all sorts of spending programs, all sorts of, you know, debt issuance. Corporate America is being conservative, slimming down, managing their debt load, so on and so forth. Now we have this, you know, every call, and we'll talk to Curate Retail later on this program. You know, Mike George, CEO, is going to join us, and they talked on their call about being surprised by the lack of inventory, and we see a lack of inventory across, you know, all industries. And it just, again, I know we are kind of, you know, beating this story to death a little bit, but it is such a unique and such a different period coming out of this recession and sort of how it sets the economy up for the next couple of years relative to what, you know, we all saw 10, 12 years ago.
And, you know, the next few months, I know everybody keeps talking about September in terms of that's when kids are going to go back to school. Maybe we're going to see more women re-enter the workforce. But I am also really curious, now that we are seeing this uptick in the Delta variant, now that we are seeing a lot of battles about back to school intensify around the country in terms of what those returns look like, are we going to see more choppiness in that demand equation that you're talking about? It seems clear that it's going to stay unprecedented, that it's going to stay unlike other recoveries that we've seen. And the market, of course, has pretty much shrugged off any effects of the variant and its spread. But, you know, that's something I'm going to be watching closely as we head through the next few months, Miles.
So, you know, I've been thinking about this because Bank of America had an interesting set of charts they published. I think it was, you know, maybe Monday or Friday, about how there has been a little bit of a dip in mobility trends in Florida. There's been a little bit of a dip on spending on air travel. There's certainly a reaction by consumers to what's happened with the Delta variant. And the way that I've thought about it is that the markets now trust, in a way to reframe how different this recovery is, the markets now trust and believe that policymakers and businesses will do everything in their power to continue to support and create the, you know, liquidity conditions or demand conditions, essentially, for more growth as we get through this bump in the pandemic and future bumps in the pandemic. The view after the financial crisis is that every little hiccup would lead to more belt tightening, more conservatism, more of battening down the hatches. And while no one is really talking about another round of checks or anything like that, I don't think that's likely to happen. We did just pass a pretty sizable infrastructure bill. We are talking, you know, about an additional spending bill getting through Congress this week. There are fiscal gears that continue to turn a little bit. And I think that the way the market, until proven otherwise, still shown otherwise, will view all of these hiccups is that they'll be met with an adequate, if not more forceful than adequate response to any of those bumps in the road, such that you can say, oh, well, in 2 years, you know, industry X will be in a better position than they are today.
Yeah, all of that makes sense. And also the fact that we are not seeing renewed shutdowns. Most of the measures are stopping short of that, which also emphasizes that view that you got to keep the taps on, got to keep the money flowing out into the economy.
Yep, certainly.